Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rick Miller. Batting sixth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, John Tudor. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Brown. Batting second. The second baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dave Engel. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bobby Castillo. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive towards short. Hoffman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman misplays the ball. That's an error on Hoffman. Brown scores. Castano moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castano scores. Harbeck moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Hatcher reaches second base with a double. Harbeck scores. Gaetti goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. Two outs. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Castillo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to third. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Washington scores. Brown moves to second. It's 5-1, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton fields it and throws to home to get Brown. Castano moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0-for-1 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a line drive towards third. Boggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 1 in the game. Brunansky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tudor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Stapleton reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 1 in the game. Gedman hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Brown now pitching. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Castano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0 for 2 in the game. Armas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Twins, 5. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. One out. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 2 in the game. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first, with Castillo covering, for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castano scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Lysander now pitching. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. Remy bunts between the mound and first base. Lysander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington misplays the ball. That's an error on Washington. Hoffman scores. Boggs moves to second. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rice is walked intentionally. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Armas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brunansky throws the ball into Getty, who tags Armas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Boggs scores. Rice moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lysander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brown moves to third. Castano moves to second. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 3 in the game. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Henry Johnson now pitching. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. Castano moves to third. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Bob Stanley now pitching. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 0 for 3 in the game. Engel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Castano scores. Harbeck moves to second. It's Red Sox, 7, Twins, 7. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. Harbeck moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Barrett pinch runs for Carl Yastrzemski. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stapleton bunts between the mound and first base. Lysander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stapleton for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gedman is walked intentionally. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Len Whitehouse now pitching. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 3 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Twins 7. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington bunts towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. Brunansky moves to second. One out. Darryl Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brunansky tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-7, Twins. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-4 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Harbeck takes first base on ball 4. Ward moves to second. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Engel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-4 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Davis now pitching. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rice strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.